Think about this. When was the last time that you trembled at the holiness, the majesty, the power of the great God of the Bible with all his splendor and with all his glory? I mean, really, when was the last time? Can you remember the last time? Is it so ingrained in your mind today that you remember the last time that you were so gripped, so ruined, so devastated by God's glory, by his praise, by his majesty, by his holiness? Can you remember the day? The reality, I believe, is the majority of professed believers in America today cannot remember that day, because that day has never happened. Oh, they will run to God when they are in a jam. He is their magical mechanic. He's at their beck and call to create every solution possible, to fix every scenario possible, that he might be their divine butler and cosmic Santa Claus whenever they desire. And yet the reality is they have never been truly gripped by his holiness. See, tragically, we've lost our holy awe, fear, and reverence of the great God of the Bible, and yet we shake our heads and we wonder why so many homes and so many churches are in the death spiral that they're in. You want to overcome your circumstances? Then simply be overcome and overshadowed by God's holiness, his majesty, his power, and his glory. 1 Corinthians 1:31. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
Hey there, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, we're living in challenging times, and I just want to pause right now to attempt to pour some encouragement into you. You may be greatly discouraged at this very moment as you're attempting to live for the Lord, and yet many times it seems like it's to no avail. You know, God's Word tells us to be steadfast, to be immovable, to always be abounding in the work of the Lord, confidently knowing that our labor for the Lord is never in vain. Therefore, if you're discouraged today, be encouraged and do not lose heart. Keep living for the Lord. And I pray that through this broadcast today, that you will have God's strength for this day.